理课堂听 class.com。
Model Test 20. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once.After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 11.I hear you're working as a market surveyor this summer. It's going to be awfully difficult asking the same questions every day.
Well, it is challenging work, but I'm going to meet a lot of new people, and the pay is decent enough.
What does the woman think of her job? Question 12. Excuse me, did anybody find a black umbrella after the last show? I left it under my chair.
As a matter of fact, we did. Check at the ticket counter. That's where we turn in the lost and found items.
What does the woman suggest the man do?Question 13. Haven't you heard that Professor Emerson will act as the new dean of our department?
Professor Emerson? He is the last person in the world I'd ever want to see.
What does the woman mean?Question 14. How do you like the modern art exhibit at the Grand Auditorium? People said it was quite a hit.
I'm not sure. Maybe we'd better go see it ourselves.
What does the woman mean?
Question 15. I believe your cup is on the floor.
Oh, here they are. That's the trouble around here. My assistant is always putting things in the most unlikely places, so I never know where they are when I need them.
Why doesn't the man often know where the things are?
Question 16. I have to finish 4 papers in a week, so I'd really have a hard time.
I've told you it would be better if you prepared your papers at the beginning of the summer holiday.
What do we learn about the man?Question 17. Excuse me, where can I find the apartment manager? I need to see him right now.
Sorry, I can't help you. I'm not familiar with this building.
What does the woman mean? Question 18. I don't know if John should go into medicine as his major. I mean, he is not very good at biology.
We should let him decide. He knows better than you.
What does the woman imply?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1. Dr. Smith, I need to ask you about something in Chapter 12. Well, it talks about erosion and the deposit of sediment on the deep sea floor. But I'm confused because, well, for that to happen, there would have to be some kind of force down there, moving the mud or sand or whatever, right? But I thought that there weren't any waves or currents that deep in the ocean.
That's not exactly correct. It's true that deep down on the ocean floor, we don't have the same kinds of currents we find in shallower parts. But we do find what we call turbidity currents. This wasn't in the book, but the term came up in class. Do you remember what it means?
Turbidity current? Oh, yeah! Isn't that when the sediment, like sand or mud, gets stirred up and mixes with water? And then this mixture flows through the water around it, right?
Good.
But how do they get started there?
Earthquakes, mostly. When an earthquake occurs underwater, it throws up tremendous amounts of mud or sand that becomes suspended in a layer of water near the bottom of the ocean. This layer is so much denser and heavier than other ocean water that it flows right down the slopes of the ocean floor and gains more and more speed as it moves along. Then it's just like the winds blowing across the desert, picking up sand from one place and moving it along, and finally dropping it somewhere else. Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What is the main topic of the conversation? Question 20. How is a turbidity current different from the water around it? Question 21. Why does the professor mention desert winds? Conversation 2.
The mailman just dropped some mail in our box, Grandpa.
Probably a lot of advertising and bills. Few people nowadays would like to write a letter.
You were right, Grandpa. Advertising, bills, bills, advertising.
Yes, it's just like what I said. You can get nothing interesting from the mailbox.
You won't believe it, Grandpa, but there's a letter here addressed to you, Mr. Smith, and it looks like a personal letter.
Oh, it must be a bill.
I don't think so. The return name and address is Pete Waters, RFD number 1, Chesterton.
You're joking. Pete Waters? Is it really a letter from him?
Yeah, Grandpa. Pete Waters, RFD number 1, Chesterton. You know him?
Do I know Pete Waters? You bet I do. He was my roommate in college. He visited with Grandma and me in Florida about 5 years ago.
What does he say? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Just fine.
Why does he write to you? Is there something important?
He's writing to invite me to spend a weekend with him at his farm. He's planning a get-together with 2 or 3 other college friends. A kind of 50-year anniversary reunion.
Sounds like fun. 50 years. Wow.
Sounds like fun to me, too.
Are you going there this coming weekend?
Let me see. Oh, yes, this coming weekend. What's wrong?
I just want to remind you it is already Thursday today, and if you decide to go there, I think you should have a preparation at least.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What does the man think the mail include? Question 23. When did Grandpa meet Pete Waters last time? Question 24. Which of the following is true according to the conversation? Question 25. What does the woman remind the man to do?
Section B. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. What is your favorite color? Do you like yellow, orange, or red? If you do, you must be an optimist, a leader, an active person who enjoys life, people, and excitement. Do you prefer grays and blues? Then you're probably quiet, shy, and would rather follow than lead. If you love green, you are strong-minded and determined. You wish to succeed and want other people to see you are successful. At least this is what psychologists tell us, and they should know, because they have been seriously studying the meaning of color preference and the effect that colors have on human beings. They tell us that we don't choose our favorite color as we grow up. If you happen to love brown, you did so as soon as you opened your eyes, or at least as soon as you could see clearly. A yellow room makes us feel more cheerful and more comfortable than a dark green one. A red dress brings warmth and cheer to the saddest winter day. On the other hand, black is depressing. Light and bright colors make people not only happier, but more active. It is a fact that factory workers work better, harder, and have fewer accidents when their machines are painted orange rather than black or dark gray. Remember then, that if you're feeling low, you can always brighten your day or your life with a new shirt or a few colorful things. Remember also that you will know your friends and your enemies better when you find out what colors they like and dislike. And don't forget that anyone can guess a lot about your character when you choose a piece of handkerchief or lampshade.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What can people's color preference tell us? Question 27. Which color shows that its lover is strong-minded and determined? Question 28. What can you do if you want to know your friends better according to the passage? Passage 2. This morning, I want to tell you about a recent scientific discovery dealing with the relationship between plants and animals. This is about a desert shrub whose leaves can shoot out a stream of poisonous resins a distance of 6 feet. So you would think it would be safe from all attacks by the insects. But a recent study has found one insect, a beetle, that can chew its way past the plant's defense system by cutting the main vein that delivers the poison to the leaves. This vein cutting is just one method the beetles use to prepare a safe meal. Another is by cutting a path all the way across the leaf to hold the flow of chemicals. Then they simply eat between the veins of poison. In the past, scientists who studied insect adaptation to plant defenses have focused on chemical responses, that is, how the insects can neutralize or alter the poisonous substances plants produce. What's unique about his chewing strategy is that the beetle is actually exhibiting a behavioral response to the plant's defenses rather than the more common chemical response. It is only after a beetle has survived several encounters with the plant's resin that it learns how to avoid the poison, by chewing through the resin transporting veins on the next leaf it eats. It thus gives itself a meal. However, it can take a beetle an hour and a half of careful vein cutting to prepare a small leaf that takes only a few minutes to eat. So though the method is effective, it's not very efficient.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. What is the passage mainly about? Question 30. What is unusual about the desert shrub mentioned in the passage? Question 31. How can the beetles avoid being poisoned by the plant? Passage 3. Recently, some anthropologists conducted an interesting case study in ethnology. Now, ethnology, as you recall, is a branch of anthropology that deals with how various cultures develop, change. The study was about the development of basket weaving by African American women who live in the town of Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. The town is known for its high-quality sweetgrass baskets, which are woven by these women. They've been weaving the baskets for generations, handing down the skill from mother to daughter. Some of the baskets have been placed on permanent display at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. The origin of their basket weaving dates back to the 17th century and even earlier, when these women's ancestors came to the United States from the west coast of Africa. Now it's mainly a hobby. But back in the 17th and 18th century, African and American women wove the baskets for use on the rice plantations. There were two types of basket then, work baskets and baskets for use in the home. The work baskets were made out of bulrush. Bulrush is a long, tough grass that grows in marshes. One type of work basket was the fan basket, which is used to separate grains of rice from the waste. The baskets used in the homes were made out of the more delicate sweet grass. They were used for everything from fruit baskets to baby cradles.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. What can we learn about anthropology according to the passage? Question 33. How did the women mentioned in the passage learn to weave baskets? Question 34. According to the speaker, what type of baskets was made out of bulrush? Question 35. What is the main reason that women in South Carolina now weave baskets?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
As men age, they typically get less and less deep sleep, a fact that could be connected to the weight gain that often accompanies middle age. Medical researchers said this week. The link between sleep and love handles, double chins and expanding paunch, centers on a hormone normally produced during deep sleep. The scientists from the University of Chicago reported in the August 16th issue of the Journal of American Medical Association. With less deep or slow wave sleep, there is less bodily production of the growth hormone. That deficiency is associated with an increase of fat tissue and abdominal obesity, reduced muscle mass and strength, and reduced exercise capacity. These results are particularly noted in the elderly. The researchers found that deep sleep in men younger than 25 was about 20% of a night's sleep. Between age 25 and 35, deep sleep drops to about 12%. After age 35, it's 5% or less. By the time men reach 45, they have nearly lost the ability to fall into deep sleep, and after age 50, men's total sleep declines by about 27 minutes per decade of age. The researchers said any treatment to improve a man's sleep would need to begin at age 35 to 40. A new drug is tested to see if it will increase deep sleep. Methods other than medicine can boost deep sleep. For example, increasing body heat by taking a hot bath before bed. Exercising at least 20 minutes 3 to 4 times a week is also helpful.
Now the passage will be read again. As men age, they typically get less and less deep sleep, a fact that could be connected to the weight gain that often accompanies middle age, medical researchers said this week. The link between sleep and love handles, double chins and expanding paunch centers on a hormone normally produced during deep sleep. The scientists from the University of Chicago reported in the August 16th issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association. With less deep or slow wave sleep, there is less bodily production of the growth hormone. That deficiency is associated with increased fat tissue and the abdominal obesity, reduced muscle mass and strength, and reduced exercise capacity. These results are particularly noted in the elderly. The researchers found that deep sleep in men younger than 25 was about 20% of a night's sleep. Between age 25 and 35, the deep sleep drops to about 12%. After age 35, it's 5% or less. By the time men reach 45, they have nearly lost the ability to fall into deep sleep. And after age 50, men's total sleep declines by about 27 minutes per decade of age. The researchers said any treatment to improve a man's sleep would need to begin at 35 to 40. A new drug is tested to see if it will increase deep sleep. Methods other than medicine can boost deep sleep. For example, increasing body heat by taking a hot bath before bed. Exercising at least 20 minutes, 3 or 4 times a week is also helpful.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. As men age, they typically get less and less deep sleep, a fact that could be connected to the weight gain that often accompanies middle age, medical researchers said this week. The link between sleep and love handles, double chins and expanding paunch, centers on a hormone normally produced during deep sleep. The scientists from the University of Chicago reported, in the August 16th issue of the Journal of American Medical Association. With less deep or slow-wave sleep, there is less bodily production of the growth hormone. That deficiency is associated with an increase of fat tissue and abdominal obesity, reduced muscle mass and strength, and reduced exercise capacity. These results are particularly noted in the elderly. The researchers found that deep sleep in men younger than 25 was about 20% of a night's sleep. Between age 25 and 35, deep sleep drops to about 12%. After age 35, it's 5% or less. By the time men reach 45, they have nearly lost the ability to fall into deep sleep, and after age 50, men's total sleep declines by about 27 minutes per decade of age. The researchers said any treatment to improve a man's sleep would need to begin at age 35 to 40. A new drug is tested to see if it will increase deep sleep. Methods other than medicine can boost deep sleep. For example, increasing body heat by taking a hot bath before bed. Exercising at least 20 minutes 3 to 4 times a week is also helpful.
Thank you.